We believe that this attack has been orchestrated in order to intimidate Judge Hongwe following the order that he gave after the arrest of human rights lawyer Beatrice Motshekga. He was the judge who initially ordered her release. That order was ignored for over a week until she was granted bail. But we believe that that order, together with his having granted search warrants requested by the Anti-Corruption Commission, has meant that he has won disfavor from state entities. And as such, he is being intimidated and persecuted. And this constitutes a threat to the independence of the judiciary and to rule of law in Zimbabwe. And for that reason, we are very concerned.
So now, do you think that Zimbabwe is slowly sliding into chaos?
Obviously, what is particularly alarming is that I think many observers are hoping that, Zimbabwe, in fact, is moving out of a situation of crisis. It has just had the constitutional referendum. One is looking towards elections. But I think looking at the arrests of, various prominent human rights defenders, notably people like Beatrice Motshekga, persecution of, people like Justina Makoko, now following on from that, persecution of the judges themselves, those who constitute the judiciary are, and are intended to be a check on, the executive abuse. I think that this is particularly worrying given the period that Zimbabwe is about to enter.